There may have been Romney voters who, for one reason or another, either thought that Ron DeStorm's social positions are just way too conservative for their liking, or, voted positively for Bob Henriquez because of the professional qualifications that he brought to this race.
Henriquez unofficially accepted what will be his new job. Before his acceptance speech, campaign volunteers handed Henriquez a broom, mocking a statement Storms made at a political forum in July, saying she would bring her broom and clean up the mess in the property appraiser's office. Henriquez awkwardly handed the broom off and then told supporters that he respected the current office holder, Rod Turner.
Listen, I feel for what he's going through, okay? And I know a lot of it, whatever it is, okay? His family's hurting, he's hurting. He spent 16 years building an office, okay? I'm going to step into that office and do the best job that I can, but I honor his service in the 16 years that he spent there, regardless of the circumstances involved. Yeah. And I'm trying to keep it on that level all along. And Senator Storms, I want to say this in all seriousness. And she the other day in one of our candidate forums, I said something about that, and she kind of dismissed it. But I do honestly respect her service.
Turner's chances for re-election took a hit after a staff member accused him of emailing her pornography. Storms, a social conservative, ran largely on bringing morals and value back to the office. She started the race strong after beating Turner in the primary with 70% of the vote. But after the Tampa Bay Times and the Tampa Tribune endorsed Henriquez, he said it was all downhill from there.
We had Democrats, we had liberals, moderates, conservatives, all the labels you want to throw out there, they all came on board, and they were all part of Team Henriquez, and they didn't care about the politics involved. And a lot of people went ahead and said, I don't care what people think, I don't care what a party thinks, and said, this is you're the right person for the job. They put their trust in me, and I understand that. And you know what? If we would do that across the board, we'd have a lot better political process. Here.
Supporters at Henriquez's victory party ate Italian food and cake and drank from a well-stocked bar. Henriquez himself danced and sang with his wife in front of about 100 people. Michael Villa said he voted for Henriquez because he represents the average homeowner and not big banks.
He's a regular guy. He believes in hard work. His ethical standards are as high as it gets. And he's a people person. You know, he's a high school football coach. And when you can get 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids to do what you ask them to do, day after day, week after week, that speaks volumes and how well you motivate people. And I think the office needs that. I think they're going to get it. And I'm really glad that he was elected.
Across town at the Republican Party of Florida's election night reception in a downtown Tampa hotel, former Hillsborough Republican County Commissioner Rose Ferlita reacted to Ron DeStorms' defeat by Henriquez.
I think he'll do a good job. Ron DeStorms probably had the expertise to do that as well. But Bobby was looking for something to come back into politics for. So I congratulate him, and I'm happy that this was a fit for him.
Henriquez campaigned on cutting waste in the office and exploring new technology to make it more efficient. Henriquez won the election with 52% of the vote. In another Hillsborough race, Democrat Craig Latimer defeated his opponent, Republican State Representative Rich Glorioso, for Supervisor of Elections. Ferlita said even though she worked with Glorioso in the legislature, she's confident Latimer will serve the position well.
He was there when Busansky was there, and he was great as a second person. He's been there for Earl Leonard, and I think he's earned the respect of both sides of both parties. So I think Craig has earned his way, not to say in a different day, in a different time, Glorioso might or might not do well, but I think Craig Latimer has earned his keep.
At the same Republican election party, Hillsborough County Commissioner Al Higginbotham, who won re-election, is looking ahead to future elections.
I heard that we did lose our constitutional seats, and probably the local party is going to be doing some internal looking at how they ran the grassroots campaign and reassess it and just go on to the next set of elections.